Kash Patel, FBI's preliminary crime data show single largest decreases in violent crime and murder since 1937. By Hannah Knudsen on May 22, 2026. The Federal Bureau of Investigations, FBI, preliminary crime data shows the U.S. experienced the single largest decreases in violent crime and murder since 1937 last year. FBI Director Kash Patel revealed in an internal weekly update to the agency. Patel highlighted several points in his weekly update, lauding agents for the work they have accomplished across the nation, from cracking down on welfare fraud to arresting narcotics traffickers and scammers. But one statistic stood above them all. Our preliminary FBI crime data for 2025 shows the single largest decreases in violent crime and murder since 1937, an almost 90-year low, with 1.1 million fewer violent crimes than the year prior, including huge decreases across the board in aggravated assaults, rapes, and robberies, Patel revealed. These historic results are a testament to the hard work you and our partners have been doing, and we're just getting started, he continued. The development is significant, given that the rise of violent crime was a major sticking point in President Donald Trump's 2024 presidential campaign. Patel provided several examples of the FBI's wins over the last week, expressing gratitude to FBI San Diego, who jumped into action after a deadly shooting at a local mosque on Monday. Also out of FBI Miami, a former managing assistant U.S. attorney, who supported Jack Smith's politicized investigation of President Trump, was charged for allegedly stealing secret government documents using her personal email address and concealing the documents from investigators using fake labels, he said, adding, "We're also surging ahead with our nationwide crackdown on fraud." Patel immediately referenced Minnesota, where Governor Tim Walz, D, is embroiled in Somali fraud scandals. Several arrests have already been made in Minnesota. FBI Minneapolis announced fraud charges against 15 subjects indicted for over $90 million in an alleged healthcare fraud scheme. These cases involve the two largest Medicaid fraud cases ever charged in their district, and the first of their kind charges involving seven other Medicaid programs, including fraud targeting an autism program, Patel revealed, noting that one indicted individual attempted to flee during today's raid, but within 2 hours, this FBI and our partners got him, and he is now in custody. This case is the result of outstanding work by FBI Minneapolis and personnel from throughout the Bureau who have been part of the search we began last December. And that's not the only success out of Minneapolis, he continued, praising the nearly 42-year prison sentence of Amy Buck, whom he described as the mastermind behind the infamous $250 million Feeding Our Future scheme investigated by the FBI. Related, Trump taps JD to lead war on Somali fraud in Minnesota. The FBI also captured Cameron Lee in Mexico, a fugitive wanted for allegedly killing his partner and fleeing with their two children, as well as the arrest of 14 individuals for trafficking narcotics, including cocaine, fentanyl, and methamphetamine. Other successes include over a dozen arrests of predators who try to lure innocent kids into sexual activity and two men arrested for publishing AI deepfake pornography. These men allegedly posted thousands of non-consensual images and videos that appeared to depict real victims as nude or engaging in sexual acts, Patel revealed. Patel said these victories only provide a snippet of the work the FBI is doing every single week. The agency's chief added, "Every day you are saving lives, keeping people safe, and showing why we're the best law enforcement agency on earth."